Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Welcome. In today's program, three important principles for success. I'm not only going to discuss these principles, I'm going to also share some stories of people who use them to their advantage. I really want you to be inspired. Now, have you ever noticed that success isn't really based on environment, upbringing, education, being from a certain neighborhood, and so forth? I mean, you might think so, but really, even those with the most humble beginnings can rise above their circumstances. History has shown this over and over. Though some successful people might say their accomplishments are because they were lucky, that's not all there is to it. In fact, some of us would even say that there's no such thing as luck at all. Okay, that would be me. I'm raising my hand here because I don't believe in luck. Destiny, yes. Intuition, yes, but not luck. Anyway, whether you believe in luck or not, we can all agree that there are various factors that do come into play with reaching success, factors like hard work, perseverance, taking risks, and yes, being in the right place at the right time. And one thing is certain, people who push their boundaries, they do share this in common. They use these three important principles for success that I want to talk about today. And the good news is that these principles are equally available to everyone. So let's get into it. The first principle, and I could also call this the first step, is to define what success means to you. See, you have to know and imagine what you want in order to have it happen. What does success mean to you? Does it mean that you're earning a certain level of income? Does it mean that you have risen to a certain level in your professional field? Does it mean that you're able to own certain stuff? Buy certain stuff, live in a certain kind of house in a certain kind of neighborhood. See, those are some tangible measurements of success. You might also pick some less tangible ways to define success. Maybe for you it's receiving 100% satisfaction ratings from your customers. Maybe it's running a team at work with high morale, high loyalty, and low turnover. Maybe it's staying in a long-term relationship with the same partner and really making it work. You're actually happy. Again, what is it for you? Notice that what I'm talking about here isn't measuring success by the standards that others are setting, nor is success like a comparative thing, as in, I'll be successful when I have more than my neighbor does. No, you look closely at what you think defines success, not what others think. The truth about success is that it's most fulfilling when it's being declared from this place that is authentically you, that place inside you from which you set your goals and reach your potential. You know, I was wondering how successful people actually define success. I found this article on businessinsider.com with some great quotes, such as this one by Coach John Wooden, who has the most wins in college basketball history. He says, quote, "Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you did your best to become the best you're capable of becoming." So being the most you can be, right? Doing the best you can and knowing that you did that. And this one by Maya Angelou is a really good one. She's the late, great poet laureate. Everyone knows her. She's a very quotable lady. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And Winston Churchill, also well known for all of the quotable quotes he had, he said, "Success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm." But I like this one best of all, and it's no surprise that I like it since it was said by one of my favorite self-help experts of all time, Stephen Covey. He once told the New York Times when he was asked about the definition of success, he said, quote, "If you carefully consider what you want to be said of you in the funeral experience, you will find your definition of success," end quote. Yep, right on. What is your legacy, right? And then you can know, what if you say, this is my legacy, here's how I can define my success. So that's the first principle. You have to define what success means to you first and foremost. And again, it was Stephen Covey who told us that you know, in the book he wrote, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, that you should begin with the end in mind. So there you go. Once you can define what success means to you, in other words, what the end in mind will be, then you'll be able to begin on your journey toward it, toward success. All right, the second principle is stretch your imagination. I'm guessing that if you're tuning in to hear this program, then you, like me, and most of us on this planet, have not yet figured out what is your complete potential. Now, hopefully you've scratched the surface of it, but man, what is life? I mean, if you can't have it stretched out in front of you trying to reach your potential, it's all about challenging yourself to reach your potential. I mean, maybe you'll go to the grave without having ever actually, or maybe just, you've just gotten that potential reached, right? I mean, you really want to keep yourself challenged. Anyway, with that, you need to stretch your imagination. You need to dare to think big. Now, I mentioned this book last time. I've mentioned this book before, and I want to mention again because it's very inspiring. And if you want to be inspired and dare to think big, you need to read Dr. David Schwartz's book, The Magic of Thinking Big. Dr. David Schwartz says in his book that, quote, success is determined not so much by the size of one's brain as it is by the size of one's thinking. And he goes on to say that you might have been told that your destiny is outside of your control. So forget those dreams, forget the better life, be resigned because success isn't worth the price, as though you have to sell your soul to get what you want in life. Schwartz counters those myths, saying success doesn't demand a price. Every step forward pays a dividend. Well said, and inspiring too. Hey, do you want to see a moment of what thinking big looks like? I've got an idea. So I'm going to post this too so you have the link. But I've got a good one for you. It's in the movie that stars Will Smith. It's called The Pursuit of Happiness. Don't know if you've seen the movie. The movie is based on a true story about how Chris Gardner, who was homeless, sleeping in a subway station bathroom, how he rises to success. So check out the scene in the movie. Even if you don't see the whole movie, check out this scene where he sees a guy getting out of a Ferrari in front of this office building, and he asks the man two questions. What do you do, and how do you do it? Because he's looking at that Ferrari thinking, I want a Ferrari. So when the man answers him, saying he's a stockbroker, Will Smith's character, Chris Gardner, his first response is concerned that he might not be able to be qualified to do that. And the man sets him straight, and it becomes this really moment of thinking big for Gardner. So just go to YouTube and type in The Pursuit of Happiness Ferrari Scene, and you'll see what I mean. But I'm also going to post the link for you. Okay, so now the third and last principle I want to discuss today. It's called Think Possibility. To me, this is simply the next step after stretching your imagination. You stretch your thinking capacity, and then you allow for amazing thoughts to come in. First, you figure out what you want, what success means. Then you allow yourself to think big, and then you allow the how you will be successful to appear in that new expanded space you've just allowed. So think possibility without obsessing over the how. Form a vision of what you want, and then trust that the how will take care of itself. Focus on the what you can do, the what, and then open to the possibilities that will make the what into a reality. One of my favorite stories of someone doing this is about the founder of the hosiery company Spanx, Sarah Blakely. She was selling copy machines, okay, and she decided that someday she wanted to work for herself. She didn't know how, what that would be, but she just knew, I want to work for myself instead of working to sell copy machines for someone else. And at that point, when she had this dream that started to come to her, this thought that came to her, this thinking big that she was doing, she had very little money. She had no training, really, and she had no idea that she could become or what she would do when she'd be self-employed. And, by the way, she also boldly decided that she wanted to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. For what reason? That at that point, she had no idea. She just knew she wanted to do it. It was just something on her wish list that she believed was possible. So here she was thinking possibility and put that on her wish list. And when she created Spanx, the product, and Oprah Winfrey declared that Spanx was one of her favorite products and featured her on her show by doing a remote interview, Blakely had finally achieved her goal to be on Oprah's show. And, you know, today Blakely is a billionaire. She shows us that success comes from thinking possibility. She has a really interesting story. Again, I think I'm going to provide you a link so you can see. I have a great link to a YouTube video. Forbes interviewed her. And, you know, the thing is with her is that she not only imagined how she could get there, like she didn't really she knew that she wanted to get there, so she had that visualized, okay, the what she wanted. And she didn't know how. She didn't know how she was going to get on Oprah, but it all kind of tied together once she just started really focusing on what she wanted. And when she saw the opportunities to take action, she did, and these amazing things happened. So when using this principle, think possibility, don't obsess over the fact that you're not where you want to be yet. A lot of times we're thinking it needs to be completely, like, figured out and just plop down in front of us and, oh, there it is. That isn't always how it is. You just start getting on your path. You expand your thinking. You think possibilities, and then you watch what falls into place. Now, we like to call that luck. I don't call it luck, but because it's a process. Anyway, do what you can where you are right now, right here and now, and trust that the how will work itself out. So there you go. Next time you come across some stories of successful people, take note of how they use these principles to their advantage. Notice that they don't let anything else or anyone else define their success for them. They do it. They visualize what they want. They think big, and they don't dwell on what they can't do. They find a way. They take inspired action and think possibility. Then they let the how show up, and then they take inspired action. And if they can do it, so can you. All right, so that's what I have for you today. My next live program is going to be about a month from now on July 17. It's called The Power of Daily Affirmations. Now, I've got a formula to share with you. It's the real secret to getting what you want. This thing I'm telling you about trusting the how, it's all about that, okay? And I'm going to talk about how it's the power behind affirmations and what makes them work, this formula I have for you. So in the meantime, please visit my website if you'd like to check out books and other programs that I have. And if you want to connect with me through Facebook, Twitter, those sorts of things, you can see all those links at angelaloeb.com. That's angelaloeb.com. And so for now, it's time to go. Until next time, be well. I sure hope you'll think possibility, think big, be successful, define your success. It is up to you, okay? Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.